Welcome back to Mostly Superheroes, another episode of The Snack. Getting you in, getting you out, bite-sized segments here for you with reviews to let you know, should I see this? Should I watch it? Help you out with the spoiler-free stuff. And if we have time, we'll get into some spoilers. Masters of the Air, TV show on Apple TV+. Sam the Sleeper from Team Jakey here to tell us about this one. Sammy, tell us about Masters of the Air. What's happening with this one?
It shouldn't be a shock. I think last time I was on, I talked about Band of Brothers. Band of Brothers.
I was going to say right away, I see why you've watched this
It's like
show.
The same cover, just pilots now.
Yeah. Right. So actually, they say it's like a sister show or it's related to Band of Brothers in the Pacific.
I see it from the same producer.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes. Very cool.
Oh, yeah. It says it right there. Band of Brothers, the Pacific. So you know right away, boom, Sam the Sleeper is going to watch that. Like you said, 9 episodes. This is starring, what's his name? Austin Butler, AKA Elvis. Guy that can't get rid of Elvis voice, as everybody knows him. Callum Turner, Anthony Boyle. Those names probably don't ring a bell, but I think you're going to start seeing more of these actors, especially on Apple TV, HBO. It follows, the 8th Air Force of the 100th Bomb Group. These guys fly, B-17 bombers in World War II. So it's a World War II movie, just like Band of Brothers, just like The Pacific.
TV show. But feels like a movie, it sounds like to me.
It does. So, I mean, I'm really high on Band of Brothers, that series. This, you know, I'll get to it. But, again, World War II, it's basically these guys are in the air. Band of Brothers guys are fighting in Normandy Beach and, you know, in Europe. This is European theater again.
It's a brand new show. Came out January 26, 24.
Yes.
Holy cow.
So, the last episode just dropped. The finale just dropped last Friday. So, these guys are just flying. It's a little redundant in the beginning because they're flying missions. I don't know if you've ever seen any documentaries of those guys that are flying in the fortress, the B-17s. But it's an absolute war zone up there. No pun intended. Obviously, it's a war zone.
It is, but...
But, you know, and they talk about in the show, like, hey, you know, once you do 25 trips, 25 missions, you basically retire. You're done. You have to go back to the United States. Hmm. I forgot the statistic, but it's so... Like, it's highly improbable you make it 25 missions for one way or the other. I mean, it's visceral. There's just tons of death in the beginning because the first couple few episodes is just mission after mission. And you're like, how is anybody that's in, you know, how is Austin Butler? How's Callum Turner? These, you know, Buck and Bucky and all these characters, how are they going to make it? How are they going to make it? It just sets you up for, you know, there's just no way. So follows them in World War II. They're just doing their thing. To me, you know, no spoilers. There's nothing really to spoil because unless you don't know World War II happened.
Well, I'll tell you this as a viewer, as a TV watcher, they're banking on not knowing because that's me going in. Like, I don't really know the history. Like, I mean, other than like the blanket World War II stuff. Yeah, exactly. Like, I know the big, I know the highlights, but what do you mean? I guess I'm just saying, like, I'm so scared of spoilers that I don't know what the hell you're going to say.
I mean, what could be a spoiler? Like, hey, surprise. Germany loses.
All right. Okay. That's fine. That's not a spoiler.
It's not a spoiler.
There's just nothing.
There's nothing really to spoil other than telling about what happens to certain characters, and I won't go into that. But just go. You go into the show knowing that it is mayhem up in the air, and it's, you know. And I'll say one thing that's not a spoiler, but it's just kind of my thoughts on the show, because there's really not much to talk. I mean, it's guys in the air. Battle and dropping bombs on Germany in strategic operations of, you know, we're going to bomb this factory. You know, it's a little redundant, but I will say I think the first few episodes, they're like, hey, we can't just write a whole show on guys going in the air, fighting, and then landing. And going in the air, fighting, and landing. They start tying in, like, they start doing some other things with the show and some other character development, some different other plot points. I would say it gets a little messy as far as like, where are we going with this? Oh, is this going to be a plot point? You know, where is this plot going to go? And then I just feel like none of it really comes together. Or I swear some plot points just disappear altogether. You're like, that was a whole episode.
Sometimes that happens in real life.
Yeah, I guess. So it's like a whole episode will happen, and I'm like, oh, I guess they're going to get back to Kroz and the one girl, and, you know, and then I never see it. It's like, did I fall asleep? Maybe Sam the Sleeper fell asleep. I don't know, but it...
All right, 9 episodes, Apple TV+, Masters of the Air. Have you seen it all?
I finished it.
You finished it.
I finished it.
And is it finished?
I imagine it's going to be a lot like Band of Brothers... Pacific, where it's a one and done.
We've told our story, and we don't really feel the need to come back.
Correct. I don't think it's, you know, I think they'd have to think of something else. There could be a spinoff. I could see a spinoff.
Is there any crossover? Do we see, like, one of the brothers from the band?
No. And you know what? There's, you know, again, I don't want to get too in it, because there's, if you're going to watch it and you like Band of Brothers, you might go into it like, ooh, I really hope I see some of this, and I don't want to let you down or lead you in any one direction. So there's a lot I don't want to talk about. But in general, it's worth the watch.
We'll be right back. Hey, squad. Logan here from Mostly Superheroes, wanting to talk to you today about some real-life heroes. Team Jakey, headquartered here in St. Louis, Missouri. They're turning the tragedy of losing their beloved Jake Zeller into life-changing action. Not just by making a difference, but by saving lives. Team Jakey supports both the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and Provident Behavioral Health here in St. Louis. Join us at their annual Gentleman Jake Memorial Cornhole Tournament. It's more than just a game. It's a community coming together to lift each other up with some of the world's best prizes. If you're feeling down or know someone who is, Team Jakey's here with a message of hope. Reach out by calling 988. You can also visit www.afsp.org or text TALK to 741-741. You're not alone, and there's always a way forward. Someone's waiting for your call or text message. Search for Team Jakey on Facebook and learn more at www.mostlysuperheroes.com/give. Every bit helps, and together, we can make a difference.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Chris Holsey. I'm the host of the new true crime podcast, Small Town Forgotten. In the first season, I focus on a very personal cold case. 31 years ago, my family member, Jimmy Wade Martin, was murdered in front of multiple witnesses in Bon Terre, Missouri. A murder weapon was found and a man confessed, and yet there have been no convictions and no justice for Jimmy Wade's twin daughters. You can listen to Small Town Forgotten directly from our website, smalltownforgotten.com, Spotify, YouTube, or anywhere you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
All right, back to the show.
If you like those other two series.
It feels genuine. Is this in any way like based on a true story?
Yeah, all this
story.
Is, all these were just like Band of Brothers. These guys
true
are
stories.
All real people.
Real people? Okay, cool.
I can't remember any, you know, Buck and Bucky are two of the guys, but Kroz is another guy. Those are all, it's all based on true firsthand accounts of the war as it is in a B-17 bomber. And it's just, it's so cool to see some of these scenes where, you know, and I don't know if they take some artistic liberty.
I'm sure.
As far as
do,
like,
yeah,
when you see like 100 bombers and it's like, what did that, you know, it looks like, wow, that is a mess in the air. And then like the P-51s are helping them. Those are American,
Fighter planes
that are, you know, will assist when they're going over Germany, and it's like a rat nest up there. There's just planes all over the place, and it's like, I wonder if this is even like 60% true, 70% accurate.
Or if you were to bring someone, they're getting few and far between. If you could bring someone in and say like, oh my God, this is,
you nailed it.
This was it.
Yeah, your consultant.
Like I felt like
your
I was
World
there.
War II consultants.
Oh yeah,
film consultants.
They had to have somebody.
To your point, they are getting few and far between.
Yes.
I don't even know if anybody is alive that was the main characters. They, you know,
sure.
At the end, they always show, okay, this is what this guy ended up doing after the war. And I don't know if any of them are. I mean, they got to be near in 90s, 100 years old
for
at
sure.
this point. So it was worth a watch. I can't say it's better than Band of Brothers, and nothing's better than Band of Brothers. But my spoiler-free rating would be... probably a 3.1 on this one.
Out of a 4.0. Sounds good.
4.0. Band of Brothers is up there. I don't know what I gave that.
It was like 3.8 or
it's heavy 3.8, 3.9.
Yeah. Well, dude, fair share, great review and great, you know, spoiler free synopsis, even with it being like a time period piece, you know, where there's true stuff mixed in. IMDb is helping us out too. 7.9 out of 10 out there on users. Yeah, again,
popular.
Only out, I mean, since the first episode was January 24, like you said, the season just wrapped up. And there is some fun facts here as well. So you mentioned some things about the planes, right? So I was looking on here. There's like a did you know type thing. Here we go. Flight scenes were filmed in replica B-17s using technology known as the volume. Oh, man, you guys seen this? Industrial Light and Magic, the volume. Mm-hmm. Same thing that they used filming stuff like The Mandalorian, as well as Thor, Love, and Thunder. Pretty much anything Star Wars and Marvel and beyond, obviously, mm-hmm. is getting used by the volume. It's basically like the green screen is dead, and like post the CGI is kind of becoming the old way, where like they're putting whatever the landscape is right there in person, and the volume is, it's a 360 degree stage. Doesn't say much more about it here on IMDb, but I can tell you it's the size of like a football field or two.
Yeah.
And it's just a screen that's as tall as, I don't know, maybe 50, 100 feet. It's just massive.
We're talking about like the sphere in Las Vegas, kind
of. Yeah, it's like the opposite of the sphere. The sphere is like you look kind of like into it. Like the volume's like you get into the middle of it and you can shoot like any scene in the world.
Mm. That makes total sense, yeah.
They used that. The B-17s were suspended 50 feet in the air on a gimbal inside a 360-degree stage of a seamless LED panel, screens, and ceiling. Actors could therefore react to flak explosions, crashes, and planes flying in real time as the gimbal simultaneously reacted to the scenarios.
That's pretty cool.
Damn.
Sometimes the cast filming in the replica B-17s were left in the cockpit for up to 7 hours, as it was so difficult to get the actors in and out of the suspended cockpit in the volume.
Come on. 7 hours?
That's a long time.
I sit at my desk for longer than that.
that's a long time in a cockpit. How about this one? The 100th Bomb Group became known as the Bloody 100th due to the heavy volume of losses it incurred in combat missions and minute percentage of survival. So yeah. This is probably
might as well call them kamikazes at that point.
Yeah. I mean, in this show, it's like suicide missions. Yeah. They would go out with, their squadron, whatever you want to call it, their group, their smaller group. They might go out with like 18 B-17s, 18 planes to hold. You know, you got a bombardier, you got a navigator, you got all kinds of two pilots, mm-hmm. and three gunners, cover.
Yeah.
And they'd go out with 18 planes in each episode. You know, that you'd have the guys in the tower on the landing strip as the planes are coming in, and they're just counting them 1, 2, 3. And then one episode, you know, they're like, 1. You know, nobody's making it back from these missions. It's incredible.
Masters of the Air, Apple TV Plus, same makers of Band of Brothers and The Pacific. Band of Brothers was an HBO classic, so Apple TV stepped up and worked with this producer.
I think you're gonna start seeing these actors, because other than Austin Butler,
Austin Butler's starting to get around.
He's popping around. But
Dune, too.
The other two guys in this, I think you're gonna see. I've already seen the one. What was his name? Callum Turner? No, Anthony Boyle.
I was gonna say I've heard that.
He's one I just saw on another
Anthony
show.
Boyle.
Yeah, you got Callum Turner, Anthony Boyle, Austin Butler, Daral Cowley, Matt Gavin, Jonas Moore, and a whole bunch of more people. So seeing these actors around, high quality stuff coming at Apple TV Plus, not surprised.
And if you're a World War II buff, this is a must see.
Mostly Superheroes is proud to be funded in part by our sponsors. Mostly Superheroes is funded in part by paying patrons who receive early, ad-free, and exclusive episodes. Subscribe at mostlysuperheroes.com/support. Thank you for supporting your favorite independent podcast. Mostly Superheroes is an independent podcast owned and operated by Kerrigan Ventures in St. Louis, Missouri. Hosted by Logan Janis, Andy Hun, and Scott Swearingen. Brand and creative by Carrie Clark Design.
Music by Audionautix. Learn more at audionautix.com. Find more at mostlysuperheroes.com.